the time running about, and I remember, which is pertinent to the subject matter, I was some years ago in the city of Omsk. Omsk is a city in the middle of Siberia, somewhere really one of those places that as Americans, that you don't know any geography. Let me just tell you that it's far away. It's far away. It's even farther than Iraq, if you have any notion where it is. So anyway, I have been in the city of Omsk in Siberia, and for some strange reason, I've been invited to talk with the governor of the region. Okay, the governor was nice enough, in fact, even friendly, but he asked me, "Can you tell me what you are doing? What are you doing here?" It's a fair question, basically, because people don't come there for a reason, don't come by chance. And I told him, "I came to visit my family." And you see, in many ways, I'm going all over the world to visit family. I hardly ever been in places not for family visits, which means I'm seeing Jews all around. And that is the family. Some of them are close family, some of them are more distant family, but all of them are family. And to count, I don't know, it's a good counterbalance against all my sins. There is something which I cannot really explain. I'll try to talk about it, is that I do care about Jews. Even in a strange way, I even like them. I don't know if there is a good explanation for the fact, but I happen to like them, and I happen, which is even more, happen to care for them. So that is the only good thing that I can say, which is pertinent not only for this lecture, but for many others. I do care about them. Okay, now, to speak adequately about the subject, even the small kind of a one or two questions that have been put as the topics, it would take for me something between 6 and 9 hours. I know that you'll possibly be sleepy within 10 minutes. Surely not, I cannot keep you for 6 or 8 hours. I can't do my work as well as Fidel Castro used to do, to speak to you for 8 hours. But he has the advantage of having armed soldiers that will keep the audience in place, as I don't have them. So I'll try to make my speech slightly shorter. And let me say something else. I'm always in the right traditional Jewish way. I'm asking questions. I don't know all the answers. I am far better at asking questions than at providing answers. So I possibly will leave you with a fair number of questions. So take it into account that I am asking questions. Some of them I will try to tackle. Some of them, I mean, will stay as they are. But that is mostly what I am doing. And I am not going to speak for 6 hours. Okay. Now, in a strange way, especially in this city, see, New York is in some ways I suppose it is nicknamed Haimi Town. I think so. And in many ways, it's I would say everybody here is slightly Jewish. I mean, blacks, Hispanics, whatever you want, Chinese, all of them have some kind of